Almighty God, who created the universe with unparalleled wisdom, also created your body to need rest. As a matter of fact, in His wisdom, God made rest a foundational principle for life on earth. The Bible says, "On the seventh day, God had finished His work of creation. So He rested from all His work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when He rested from His work of creation." Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3. Rest is a gift to all the earth's creatures to restore and refresh their physical, mental, and spiritual strength, and to renew their vitality. The rest your body needs is a vital part of living in God's divine health for you, and your loving Creator is committed to seeing that you get it. Take a moment and think about the Heavenly Father's heart as you hear these words. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul." Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. If you are suffering because of not getting enough sleep, rest assured, God has provided wisdom to help you gain a better understanding of the reasons for your fatigue, so that you can begin feeling much better very soon. Understanding sleep deprivation. As I mentioned in this book's introduction, I suffered tremendous sleep deprivation during my medical residency and early years of practice. I was on call every fourth night. I often went through the night without sleeping, and then had to work the following day. During that season of my life, I felt fatigued and drowsy much of the time. Many professions in today's stressed-out world create fatigue and encourage sleep disorders. It is believed that a century ago, before Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, the average person slept about 10 hours per night. Today, the average individual sleeps 6.9 hours a night. Our modern lifestyles are so full that there's usually not enough time to get everything done, and consequently, we tend to short ourselves on sleep. We end up paying for our many activities with drowsiness and fatigue. Let's take a look at a few statistics related to our growing problem with sleep. A 2005 survey by the National Sleep Foundation found 75% of adults had at least one symptom of a sleep problem, and 54% experienced at least one symptom of insomnia. Americans average a little less than 7 hours of sleep a night, but sleep experts generally recommend 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Approximately 40% of adults snore. Approximately 60% of children, mainly teenagers, report being tired during the day. Women suffer from insomnia more than men. As men go from 16 years of age to 50 years of age, they lose about 80% of their deep sleep, according to one study. Insomnia is more common in people over the age of 65, with more than half of those over age 65 experiencing disturbed sleep. Elderly people also commonly take different prescription medications, with insomnia being one of the side effects. Elderly people are also more prone to develop anxiety, depression, and grief, which are associated with insomnia.